And the great thing about it is live, folks. This is not pre-recorded. This is not piped in from Nashville. No. We are sitting here in the ATX, baby.
Look at this. Lord, Max got his wallet.
I was sitting a little cattywampered over here. I was
cattywampered.
That's a
you know,
that's a Mississippi term.
Mississippi word.
I'm taking Spanish lessons. I'm going to see what the Spanish word for cattywamper is.
Will you look that up, please?
I think he's trying to give you a hint.
What's in his wallet?
Not a guitar pick.
I didn't know this is going to be a roast Jimmy after me.
This is your life, unfortunately, Mr. Bay.
Friendly Austin, Texas. Taking a beating at her, people.
Well, you know, I'm looking over this set list, and I don't know if this is real or not. I won't take their word for it, but this is a set list from 1996. It started off with One Particular Harbor and ended up with Lovely Cruise and Encore Number 2. Does that sound vaguely familiar to you?
1996? Yes, could be.
I want to tell you another story about that night. There was a gentleman who threw an after party about 3 miles down the road from South Park Meadows. I get there, there's people drunk out of their mind and about a 25-foot parrot in his backyard. Now, I don't know if he stole that from you, if that was part of the road crew that gave it to him, but there was this huge... maybe a 30-foot parrot. Did you have a parrot on that tour? Because I can't remember.
No, I mean it sounds like the tailgate party. I mean, one of the great fun things about because we've really kind of expanded our video presence on this tour and because it simply is the things that happen out in that parking lot and the detail which people go to have a good time there and dress for the occasion.
Yes, yes.
You know, I grew up on the Gulf Coast in Mobile, Alabama. And I'm a child of the Mardi Gras, and that's what it equates to me, that for 2 days a year when people come to town, it's like they're Mardi Gras, and they will dress up. I mean, the only two A's I ever made in high school were typing and float decoration. You know, religion D, English C, you know. So I was into it, so... And the wonderful thing is it was never preconceived in any way. This was just their way of dressing up to go out. So it is totally, totally feasible that this guy built that parrot and put it in his pickup truck.
Is there one fan that you've seen that you went like, okay, you win. You top all of them.
It's hard. Because
there's some crazy ones out there.
There's a couple of things that I can go out there. There was the pickup trucks in Irvine, California, where they backed two pickup trucks together, created a swimming pool and a beach in the pickup truck.
Wow.
Which naturally the girls from California all gravitated to.
Sure.
Then they sat on the top of the truck with two Sharpie signs on pieces of paper that said fake or real. And they just kind of, as the girls walked by, they would do this contest.
Wow.
Hundreds of people were out there.
Nice.
I just thought, you know, that gets the A for creativity.
Originality, too.
And then, there's all kind of things, but there's a couple of the...
We've had a couple of excellent popes.
We had a great pope. One time.
Yeah.
And we got some Elvises, but the Elvises never match the popes.
The popes always match the Elvises.
Popes dress up.
As it should be.
Did you ever meet Elvis?
No.
Never met him.
No, I was supposed to... a friend of ours, Norbert Putnam, who produced a lot of our records, had worked with Elvis.
And
right when we had, it was the first one we did with Norbert? And we had a big album.
Changes.
It was Changes, Margarita.
Yeah. Margarita. Okay.
And he said, you know, if this album, if we go platinum, I'm going to take you out there. And we were going to go to Las Vegas and meet him. And he died that spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going to go. We had just had that success with that. So, no, I did not.
Man, that'd be cool.
But, his memory is alive and well in that parrot head crowd.
Yes, it is.
It's what some people do to their babies, that their children are going to really hate them. And they're going to be a lot of people going to therapy for taking their children to our shows and dressing them the way they do.
Yeah.
And holding them up.
Yes, indeed.
And there was one in Hawaii. Remember the one in Hawaii?
Like this.
Oh, yeah. So describe that.
Yeah. Well, you can't see this, but above their head, they were holding this little child.
Little baby, had the biggest headphones on.
So it wouldn't go deaf at 6 months, you know. Right, you know.
But they were like the third row, and I mean, but that the kid was digging it.
Oh, yeah.
But they held him up with these giant, and I went, man.
Wow.
You know, I'm gonna get some mail on this. You know, put him down, feed him, do that. But, you know, but they love to do it. But there are other events out there. And the other one, a lot of shark stuff, good shark stuff.
Yeah.